Welcome, everybody, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I'm Akita.
I'm Monica. Oh, let me hit that. I understand that the recording is being recorded.
You
You know that
understand?
message that pops up?
Oh, I didn't. I wouldn't know. I guess because I hit it. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You get a message just like, this is being recorded. And if you accept it, please hit got it. If not, then leave meeting.
Oh.
It's like, damn, bitch, how y'all gonna put me on my own meeting?
Just like that.
Post.
So how
Anyway.
are you feeling with your weekend plans, basically going down the drain?
Oh, I know, fucking Morgan, motherfucking bastards. Y'all. I was distraught. Okay, let me tell y'all a thing or two.
Not distraught because people got shot,
You
but
know, and I don't want to be insensitive, but like, you know, I don't want to be insensitive, but
that's
this is the
sad.
thing. I have fucking been talking about tailgating. Like anybody, you know, knows, like homecoming is my favorite fucking time. And I can never make it to Alabama State's homecoming. One year we should go. We should go to the Alabama State
Let me know.
homecoming
I would go.
because you are the
Theirs was this
closest friend.
weekend, and
You
you
are the
would have went.
closest friends, and we could have took a drove. We could have drove up there. Maybe next year we could
I
do
would
it,
love to go as long as it
and
doesn't
just
interfere with Howard's homecoming because I'm outside.
for next year.
Yeah.
What is Howard's homecoming? The fall this upcoming week?
No, next, the 21st.
Oh, okay. No, nah, yeah, it probably won't. So ours is. So I'm like next. I really want to go to Alabama State's homecoming one year. Like I don't really have. I'm gonna get back to Morgan, y'all. I don't really have a lot of undergrad friends for real, for real, for real. So it probably would just be like me. I need to go with a friend, and we would just have to make our own party, basically. But I do want to go back next year, like for real, because I seen everybody with the pictures, and I'm like, I want to be there. Anyway, let me tell you about these motherfucking little hoodlums. So I just knew I was about to tailgate this year, right? I had my outfit. You see, I got my blue nails on.
Yeah,
Like I was ready.
it's a bear. Yeah,
I could not believe that they done went up there and just shot the fucking goddamn place up. Now me, I don't want to be insensitive, but it's like. People get shot every day, B. Like fucking
no, Monica.
roll this shit up. Like, you know, like wrap it up. Wrap it up. So they canceled it all. Then they had buoys last night. Or the other, yeah, yesterday.
I'm like, is this the same person?
And buoys got shot up too.
You think it's the
Maybe
same
two
person?
people. I read an article that they said they think it's a connection, but everybody who couldn't go to Morgan's went down the fucking buoys. So buoys was and like they was parking on like 295. Walking all like nah, it was
It's not that
blown. It was so
serious.
many people. Like it was blown last night.
Not y'all
My
be in
friend was
search of a
telling me,
party, like
right?
real
So
bad.
it was just terrible. I'm just so sad that they did that shit because I just knew I was about to get a tailgate spot this year. I had my tent. I had all my friends bringing food. I had a friend making punch. Like I knew I was about to be on the yard two stepping with my chicken wing. Like had my outfit. I wanted to do my annual picture in front of them. You know the bridge, baby. Dr. Wilson said,
Yeah,
until these
sit
motherfuckers is
down.
caught, everything is off.
I know
Until
he
you do
said,
right
not
by
on my
me,
watch.
baby, he canceled all of that shit. So I had hit my ex because you know my ex works up there. So I had unblocked him, you know that one. I had unblocked him and then I hit him and I was like, you know, you good? And then he said something smart. So I was like, bye. And then I blocked him again.
Why are you even
Because he
saying
made me mad.
bye?
He made me mad with his smart ass mouth talking about what was you gonna do if I wasn't, you know what, nigga, bye. And then I just blocked
Some
him.
people
Like my friend was like,
just
well damn,
are meant
my
to
friend was
just
like, well
be.
damn, grand opening, grand closing. I was like, basically, like, nigga, bye. I was trying to be nice, but now your little buckhead ass gotta go. So either way, I was just sad. And I tried to go out yesterday, and you know what I know about myself that I've always known, I don't like when people cancel last minute. It drives me fucking crazy. And I be trying to work through it, but I just think it's something that I'm just never ever going to be able to work through. Like, I don't like when people cancel last minute. I feel like when you wake up in the day, in the morning, you know what the fuck you have to do. You know what's on your plate, right? So unless it's some, you know, type of event where it's any, you know, somebody die or, you know, you get in an accident or some shit like that, you know what your day is going to be like. So people who cancel last minute, they drive me fucking crazy. So I wasn't even going to do anything yesterday, but everybody's hitting me up like, oh, let's do this. Let's go to brunch. Let's do this. Let's do this. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Cool. I find something at this little place out here called La Mi Amor, some shit. Trash, right? It used to be the old Civil. It's on Charles Street, but they Civil moved or some shit in this new. People bought this building. So literally when I tell you it was literally just me and my one friend there, like the whole time. The DJ was playing Ariana Grande. Like, and I when I say it was just me and her, it was literally just me and her. It took like an hour or so to get us a drink. It took another hour or so just to get us some our fucking food. My food came out first, and then her food came out maybe like 25 minutes later, and it was literally just us two. Like, there was not a soul in that bitch but us. So the bartender knew, like, you know, because it's like, okay, it's another black establishment, and we already had this conversation about, you know, this does not have a grass wall. It doesn't have a grass wall. So I wouldn't even say it's an Instagram restaurant because it doesn't even have a fucking Instagram. Like, that's how I feel like it was some old people who decided to purchase a fucking business and go into business and have a restaurant, and they don't know anything about running a fucking restaurant. It was very, very ghetto. So food and shit finally came out. The bartender noticed like how long everything was taking, so she came up and she's like, "Oh, you know, we're not gonna comp you guys for your drinks." So we like, "Oh shit, okay, cool, like perfect, like, you know, because this shit's taking forever." Then the fucking she comes back later and she's just like, "Oh, well, you know, I got overruled about comping you guys for our drinks." So, you know, basically telling us, like, the owner, who was this old lady, the owner basically was like, "No, nah, I'm not comping them for their drinks. Like, even though it took a fucking hour to get, you know, they still got to pay, basically." So one hand, I was like, "Well, bitch, why did you even come to us and say we're not going to charge you? Why you even make that decision if you knew you couldn't make that decision? Like, girl, get out of here, right?" So then what the bartender ended up doing on some slick shit, she ended up charging us for a cheaper drink. Like, our drink was like $20. Mind you, I got an amaretto sour and my friend got a streetcar. Not $20 worth. So she ended up charging us for like a cheaper drink, which is like $16, $15, basically. So she did that behind the owner's back, because when she had asked the owner, when she had asked the owner to comp our drinks, the owner basically said no. So she was just like, "Well, I still want to give these girls a discount because they waited a fucking, you know, 17 years." So she basically charged us like a cheaper drink so that we can get, you know, like at a cheaper price, basically. So I was like, "Okay, good looking, little white lady." But
Why
when I
did
tell
the
y'all
owner
that
say no,
shit,
though?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess she wanted us to pay full price. Like, I guess she was like, "Fuck that. We not, you know." But mind you, we had already been there for like an hour, and it literally took like 45 minutes to get two drinks. Like, swear to God, we was just sitting there like, okay. Then it's like, the thing I hate, and I said this before, is the prices of some of these restaurants. Like, some of the prices don't even, I just feel like anywhere you go and you pay $20 for a drink, or $15 or $20 for a drink, I feel like that's OD.
I feel
I
like
feel
that's the
like,
standard now, though. I don't think you can
but the
get.
standard where? At black restaurants or
No,
Instagram
all
restaurants?
places. No, I think most of
I can see
places.
something being $11. But if you make a damn margarita $20, people are not going to be ordering multiple rounds.
I
Like,
guess it depends on where you at.
$20 for a margarita and you're giving us like 1 ounce of liquor?
Well, that's unacceptable.
I just feel like that's crazy to me, these prices for these drinks. Like, that's just imagine paying $15 for a lemon drop martini. I just think that's OD.
I think that's the standard though. That's what I've been seeing. Drinks are anywhere from $12 and up most of the places that
Death
I've
to
been
these
going to.
goddamn Instagram restaurants, baby, because my drink was Amaretto Sour should not be $20 when I can go right across the street to this goddamn bar
First of all,
and that
why are
shit
you
isn't
drinking
good.
amaretto sour still?
Because I'm a lightweight. Like, I gotta drink something that's like, it's gonna hit me, but it's not gonna hit me. Like, I can't hold my liquor. I just get one drink and I be ah. So I just try to stick to what I know, and it's either a margarita or a fucking amaretto sour, because I can't handle liquor. I don't know why, but anyway, there was literally not a soul in that fucking place. And then there was another little party that they had, but I wasn't really in the mood for like party and party, and I really just wanted to tailgate, you know? So
You
I
just
don't
be
know.
outside and be
Yeah,
drinking and
like,
eating and chilling.
yeah, I ain't really want to be in like a club atmosphere, like getting lit. Like, I ain't really want to do all that shit, for real, for
You should just
real.
go to Howard's homecoming.
I think I'm homecoming out. I think next year
You
I
didn't
want to give
even
it a try.
homecoming to be homecoming out.
Are you even coming up this year?
No, I'm not
Oh,
going this year.
well, blah. Next year, I think I want to really try to go to Alabama State. Like, for real, we could just make it a day trip. We don't even got to
I will
be there all
go.
day.
I'm obsessed with HBCUs. I want to go to all of them, so.
Yeah, make sure, let's do that. I've been looking for somebody who wants to go with me, but everybody's just like, Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. And I'm just like, Y'all, please stop acting like that. But I do want to go because they had like a day party and they had all type of shit. So I definitely got to go and look cute, and just take my pictures and then we can leave. Or even if we do like an overnight
We not
stay
about to just take pictures.
and then leave, like for real. But I want to, I for sure want to go next year because it looked fun. And then I just feel like, you know what, Morgan, you guys disappointed me this fucking year. It's like, it's always the niggas. It's like, thanks a lot, fucking niggas. Thanks a lot.
We don't know who did the shooting.
They had a video.
Oh,
They had a,
really? Tell
yeah,
me,
no,
yeah,
they had
tell
a,
me, catch me up on that part
so
of the.
apparently they had Mr. and Mr. Morgan coronation or some shit, I guess, where they crown whoever. And then I guess after that, I don't know if like a verbal argument or something, like, you know, whatever took place. But then after that, I guess like shots just started ringing out. So either, I think six people got shot. It was like six men and like one girl who got shot. And then they had like the SWAT teams, I guess, like in the dorms, like going room to room trying to find who like the shooter was. But there was like an article yesterday that I read where they had a picture of like three boys. And they were like, if anybody knows, you know, they're wanted in connection to the shooting. Like, if anybody knows, please let me know. I bet you they're gonna find them. I bet
Oh,
you that
for
motherfucker's
sure.
gonna find them for sure. But also, I think that Morgan needs to have more cameras around the whole building, basically. Like, I don't know how it's set up, but I heard somebody say, like, Morgan don't even got no cameras up there. But I'm like, they might, shit. So yeah, that's as far as I know that, you know, some people, and I don't think it was, I don't know, I wanna say it was like after an incident or some shit, but I just wish people in Baltimore knew how to regulate their emotions. And I've dated so many men who just, they don't know how to. They do not. Like, people don't know how to resolve conflict. They're just like, I guarantee the shooting probably was over the simplest thing.
Something real stupid,
Something so stupid. Something like, yo, a parking space or some shit. Like, people just
girl.
don't know how to just compromise. Like, I just never seen anything like this shit. And you niggas ruined our fucking weekend, okay? Had me get nails, these blue nails for nothing, dirty
Now
bastard.
you just out here with blue nails.
Blue nails. I couldn't even do nothing. Yesterday wasn't even fun. And then like I was saying, all my friends was like, oh, let's find something to do. So I found something to do. And then one girl sends me a picture, sends me a text message, and she's like, oh, I'm not gonna make it out, enjoy yourself. And then my other friend was like, oh, I'll be there 2 hours after the agreed upon time. And then she never ended up showing up. So I just was like, you motherfuckers really like, I'm just very big. I don't know why I hate last minute cancellations or people who don't do what they say they're gonna do, but it drives me mad. Like, it really drives me
I
mad.
mean, that's a fair annoyance. Like,
Like, I don't, I just, it's always been something that just drives me mad because I just feel like I don't cancel last minute on people, right? Like, when I wake up in the morning, I know if I'm gonna, you know what I mean, what the fuck is on my plate, and I know what I'm gonna do. Now, if it's some fucking extra curriculum, extra tarantula, what's that word, extra terrestrial,
oh, like an alien?
yeah, like event that occurs where I know, you know, it's not getting to an accident or so, it's a death in the family or something tragic like that, I completely understand. But you being like, oh, I don't have time because I had to do this, I had to do this. And what makes me, what grinds my gears is when you can tell shit be like premeditated cancellation. Like, I don't know if you have people in your life, but I have people in my life who I feel like I can tell when they're going to cancel. Like, I see the signs of like if they'll text me and like what they text me, and if they ask, oh, who you going with or who else is coming, da, 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 da. Like, I can see the way that they're going to be, you know what I mean? Like, I could just see it like before coming. So yesterday when my friend canceled, I just knew it was coming. Like, she sent me a picture of her nail, and literally the first thing I thought when I seen her nail, I was just like, yeah, she's about to cancel. I was like, I could tell.
After she sent you a
Like,
picture of her nail.
because it was just kind of random. It was like her nail had broke off, basically. And she was just like, oh, broken nail alert. And I was just like, oh, no. And then she was just like, oh, I'm about to go to the salon to get it fixed. But my thing is like, okay, this is at 12. It's 3 o'clock. Like, we're supposed to meet at 3 o'clock. Like, why are you telling me? Like, why wouldn't you just go and get it fixed? Like, why alert me, basically? You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I feel like it was kind of like premeditated, where it was just like, all right, I'm gonna show her that my nail is really broken, and then I'm gonna tell her that the nail salon ran over, and then I'm gonna tell her I ain't gonna be able to make, you know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of how it felt yesterday. So shit like that annoys me, and I realize that I'm one of one who, when I say I'm gonna do something, I'm always gonna do something, and if I'm not gonna do it, I'm not gonna do it. Like literally my back is out of commission today. Like I hurt my back yesterday. I can barely get up out of my fucking seat. I
How?
still working out, girl. I like picked up the wrong weight yesterday and my back just went out. I got like a little back brace on right now. You can't see it, but I've been
Damn.
struggling all day. But I got my fat ass up and I went to this goddamn baby shower because I said that I was coming to the goddamn baby shower because I am a stand-up person. That's why.
Why
Come
you had to
hell or
tap
high water.
the
Because it annoys me. Like, I just don't understand why people are like, I don't know. It's like, manage your time better.
Maybe she just really didn't want to go,
And that's
also.
fine. But then you shouldn't have came to me asking for options to go out. Like, I could, and I think the thing that annoyed me too was like, my plan was already to stay in the motherfucking house. So y'all came to me with these, oh, let's do this, let's do this. Ooh, da da da, ooh, da 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 da. Okay, cool. And then y'all don't show up. People just be on some fucking weirdo shit sometimes. But I just, I'm a person of my word. I just can't understand why people are not. So that pissed me off. But needless to say, I was just pissed off all week because my back hurt yesterday. They canceled the homecoming. And then I went to that stupid ass place and spent $40 on some motherfucking hard fucking tacos I could have made at my house. It's terrible.
Well, now you know
Anyway.
why they was empty.
Right. And I mean, and they're old and they don't even have like a. I just hate when people just. I know sometimes they say, like in businesses, when you have ideas, you just jump out there. And I understand people jumping out there. Okay. I understand people not having everything put together. But you know, me and Grace, it has an expiration date. Get it the fuck together. Y'all been open 2 months. Why y'all don't got no menu online? Why y'all don't got no goddamn Instagram? Like, why you don't have any of the shit? And what type of name is Lamia Moore? Like, man,
Your ass was in here, though.
by myself, wasn't nobody, didn't nobody love that place? What's the Lamia Moore mean? Love of my life? It's clearly I was the only person who fucking loved it, and I hated it, bastards.
It.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. We hung out with some family. We let Nyla stay the night over one of our friends' house to like
Ooh.
get a trial run of that because we're going to see Usher next weekend. And that's who she's staying with. So we wanted to get a trial run for me, for her, and everything went good there.
And how's she do?
She did really good. Our friend thinks that she is the perfect baby. So yeah.
Nine, I don't. Nine, I just don't like her.
Because she didn't turn up. No. Nah, well, maybe. They say kids.
You said, well, maybe.
I'm
She was
like,
just side-eyeing her.
because she, well, no, she was smiling with her and stuff. She just didn't,
Oh.
cry or nothing like that, which, good for you. Because
Right.
meanwhile, at home, she be crying.
Shimmy. It
She don't cry often, so I'm not even about to do her like that, but she
was an
not
active
quiet.
funeral on Morgan's campus right now.
Are you serious?
Hold on, I just got this alert. Let me see. Oh, that was 4 days ago. Never mind.
I was about to be like,
I was about
bro,
to be like, give us a fucking break, people.
that's
Well, that's
crazy.
good. I'm glad that she had a good sleepover.
Me too. Me too. So
That's good.
I'm excited about that. But other than that, just washing clothes, cleaning the house. We watched some football today, had some friends over.
Y'all living a life, baby.
We's doing something.
I
So
didn't do
that's
a
good.
goddamn thing. I went to that baby shower today.
You sure did.
Yeah, I did go to the baby. It was cute. It was like at Seven West. You know Seven West. No.
It's
In
a restaurant,
Towson.
ain't it?
Yeah, it's in
Yeah, I've
Towson.
been
They
there
just got
before.
the lamb chops. Yeah, it was there. They got like a private room. I think her friend and her cousin-in-law had planned it or whatever. So I went and then left. I was in pain, so I couldn't really wasn't trying to do all that, but
That's crazy. I actually messed up my back too, but I don't not to the level where you did. Like I was
yeah, my
trying to
shit
do like
hurt.
a what's it called when you lift like a barbell up from the ground?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But I did that and I guess I didn't do it right. So now like a muscle in my upper back has been sore for like the past shit, 5 days. I feel like somebody punched me real good in my back.
Mine's is like my lower back, but it just feels like my pelvic, like my back or some shit is like separate. Like, I don't know, it just feels like I need to crack it. Like, it's like
I
if I
would say,
get
have you
one
ever been
good
to the
crack.
chiropractor?
Yeah, I go to the chiropractor all the time. Maybe I should go from there first. Maybe I should go again. That might be something I need to make an appointment for, but I'm kind of scared because then what if it's broken and they break it more or some shit?
They won't break. They don't break. They heal. They put
That's
it
what they
back to
say.
where it goes.
I might actually do that this weekend because I put on this waist trainer, but like it's not like I don't really, I'm not new
Not
into
you
like
calling a
train my
waist trainer
waist.
a black a back
Back brace. That's what it is. Shit, it's one
brace.
of them J scopes. Goddamn big ass. It's a damn back brace to me. That's why I put it on because it helps me with my posture and stuff. Like, I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to the whole waist training type of thing. I don't know if I really subscribe to that.
My pelvic floor therapist says that they're not the best things because they're not allowing your actual muscles to work. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So, I mean, I'm like, sure, that's fair. But I do think it works. If you want a quick snatch for a couple of hours, it works. Like if you
Yeah.
wear it during the day and then you go out, like
Yeah. So far, I mean, it's so damn tight on me because I didn't got fat that I just feel like it's helping with my back, with my lower back though. Like
oh, the
we kind of put a
pressure.
pressure on it. Yeah. So it feels good. So that's why I'm like, oh, I'm gonna keep wearing it. But I ain't been doing a goddamn thing besides sitting in this house, binge watching TV. Yesterday, no, a couple days ago, I finished Love is Blind. And
Girl.
then oh, you know they got, did you see they got a lawsuit on them?
I saw like somebody suing them for sexual harassment.
Yeah,
I saw the
some
headline,
Asian
but I didn't
girl.
read the actual
It
article.
was some Asian girl that I guess they weren't, they didn't future her,
Feature.
feet,
Yep. Say it again. Say it
future,
again.
feet, feature,
Feature.
future, feature, feature her. But I guess she was there like in the Mexico, the wherever they went when they all came out of the pods and like was already posting with shit. And I guess there's a guy named Thomas who like came onto her and she like declined it and told him no. And I guess I don't think, because I don't think sexual assault is rape per se. I think sexual
No,
assault is
yeah,
like if
just any
you,
unwanted events.
yeah, that's what I think. So I think she just kind of kept trying to come on to her, and she was like, "No." But apparently, they said that it was filmed though too. So she's suing them,
Wait,
and
so
him or whatever.
these were an engaged couple, right? And then they
I
went
don't think
down.
that they were an engaged couple at that though. That's the thing. I don't even think they were
Then
engaged. I
how did
think
she
they.
take her ass to Mexico?
Well, I think that they need different people who be in. Let me get to the real story. I think that they need different people to be in there. Sues producers for alleged sexual assaults. Participated in filming, but did not appear in season 5 of the Netflix reality show. Love is Blind contestant is suing the team for sexual assault, false imprisonment, and negligence.
False
She
imprisonment.
alleges she was sexually assaulted by her former fiance and fellow Love is Blind. She what the show sued the producers. Oh, okay. That's all. So I guess maybe they were engaged, but maybe their love story didn't get caught on.
I guess not, because they knew like it went awry, especially for something like sexual assault.
Yeah, so I guess she just the data show denies her claims. False imprisonment. What is false imprisonment? So they're under 24-hour surveillance. So I guess it was filmed. Yeah, so I guess I don't wait, they filmed this last year.
They
Oh,
filmed
this was
it
last year
earlier
in
this year.
May.
Wait, yeah, May of
Uh-uh, it
this year,
said the
right?
assault occurred. No, it said the assault occurred on May 3rd, 2022, and the suit was filed on August 16th. Oh, wait, is that the
2022.
same? Yeah, August 2022, 16th August, but was only reported this week.
That's interesting.
So maybe somebody just got a hold of it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. You right.
Yeah, so I guess they're just doing that. But I've been getting so many like I've been reading like so many mixed reviews on that show because I feel like people are saying like, oh, this season was terrible. Cam and Lauren is the only season, you know, that was good. And then people are saying like, oh, it's so scripted. Oh, it's so this. And I'm kind of
Oh,
torn. Like,
no.
I think everything reality is not reality. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't even look at it to think like, oh, this is real life. I just look at it as entertainment.
Yep.
So I will say, like, I feel like even Married at First Sight is fucking not for real, because I don't know. Did you ever see Married at First Sight New Orleans with
Mm-hmm.
Miles and Karen? And Karen was
I
a light skin
yeah.
was, and they not together no more. They like
They got rich, just
quietly.
got a divorce. And
Did they announce that anywhere?
yeah, Karen did. She did an interview with somebody and she said that they were divorced.
Yeah, they quietly.
And she was kind of broken up about it. And I'm like, dang, killer.
Oh, wait, she does. Karen confirms emotional split. What happened?
That's what I want to know.
Amelia and Bennett and Woody and Alana are chose. The former are no longer together. Oh, so Amelia and Bennett
Oh
are
yeah,
no
Amelia
longer
and Bennett,
together.
yeah, they got a divorce.
Yeah, I knew that because I think they wanted to live in different
But I think they
places.
moved. I think they actually moved together and then got a divorce after that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Meanwhile,
She
Woody and
cited
Imani about to have baby
Miles.
number two.
I know she cited Miles' lack of effort and accountability for contributing to their downfall. Karen says she feels bamboozled by the whole thing, even mentioning that crippling anxiety resulted from being in the public. Karen confirmed in the interview with the curate that there were two trips they had planned, and both trips ended up being canceled. One was to Dimmick, and the second was to DR. What the fuck happened, though? Did
We'll
she
never
say
know.
what really happened?
We'll never
I
know.
know. Yeah, I could tell they weren't together though, because they weren't following each other.
Is Love is Blind, not Love is Blind, is Married at First Sight Nashville worth the watch?
I haven't even watched that. Yeah, I haven't even gotten that far. I've just been watching Love is Blind. But I will say, like, so Love is Blind is very interesting to me because they always choose attractive people, like semi-attractive people.
Yeah,
I
people
would
that
love
are
for
not
them,
ugly.
right? I would love for them to switch it up, and I would love for them to put a big girl in there or a big dude in there, and to see like if love is really fucking blind, like they don't really, be putting just anybody in there. Like they put highly decent, attractive people. And I will say that I think Lydia's, I don't know about Lydia.
I think she's crazy. I think
You
she
think
knew he
she's
was going to be,
crazy?
yeah, I think she knew he was going to be on there. I do.
I don't know. She wasn't trying to admit to anything when Uche
She
was like,
wasn't. That's
yeah.
how I know. But and then she was like still upset about it. And it's like,
She
why
was.
are you upset if it's not true and you don't want him? Like,
Yeah. And I thought it was out of her. She was out of her mind when she was sitting there telling Aaliyah all of that. He got a
yo.
dog. He drive a Tesla. His house is nice. Like, bitch,
But let
shut
me
up.
tell you what the first flag was, though, when Aaliyah was upset about Uche like not taking the news that she had cheated on her previous boyfriend. When Aaliyah was upset and she was like, "I know you're just like me," and she kept saying that. I'm like, "Why are you saying that? Like,
Yeah.
that's weird." And now I'm like, "Oh, I know why. One, because you're crazy. Two, because you sedate him. I
But
get it."
I understand why she didn't, tell the whole girls like, that they were
She
she
couldn't.
had dated him.
Production didn't let them. I think that's what it was, honestly.
Oh, okay. And I think, but I think also, because if she would have told them, I feel like it would have been weird. Like everybody would have not gave him a fair chance, or they wouldn't have been able to do the experience well. So I think that was fine getting in. I think the only one on there who had me fucked up was that white man who was in the pod talking to that girl, and then when they got out of the pods, he got weird.
He
And
was
I'm
being
like,
really weird.
listen, him telling her, oh, everything about you was fake. You came out here with your fake eyelashes on. First of all, she was really pretty with no makeup on for a white girl. Like she was really pretty with no
But
makeup.
that's what he was saying. Like, I like you without all of that.
But I don't think that's a reason for him to act different.
No, it was not. I don't think he could find his words. Not that that's an excuse, but I don't think that, yeah, I don't
Like,
think that
I
was a reason.
understand him liking the natural looks, but I just think the way he came off, where he was just like, oh, I got quiet because you had all that makeup on. Because when I seen you, you had all that makeup on and you just presented a fake, this and a fake that. And she was like, the 4 days we've been here, I wore makeup one day. I just feel like he was fucking reaching in. And I feel like on my end, I feel like that's a telltale sign for like what's to come. Like
You
he
think
want to
so?
control. I think he want to control what you look like and your makeup and all of that shit. After that, it's gonna be what you wear. It's gonna be how you act. It's gonna be all of that type of shit.
I just think he was saying like he genuinely did not like it.
But
Like,
But he was saying, like, if you're going to wear it, I'm going to act like this. Like, that's manipulation.
Is that what he said? I didn't
Basically, yeah,
get that from
he
him,
was
but
just
maybe
like,
I misunderstand him.
when you are wearing the makeup, like, that makes me act like this, basically. And it's like, she had makeup on for one day, but I also, and I was proud of her for being like, boy, fuck you. Like, we're not about to do that, because I feel like that whole scenario is really real life. Like, that's really fucking real life with these men out here. These men are not
Yeah.
well.
But I think though what made it weird though also with her makeup is she drew attention to it, like talking about, oh, my eyelashes is about to fall off, you know, they're fake, right? Like, yeah,
I
nobody
just
thought
think
they were
though,
real.
but I think that like it's okay. Like, I don't understand like why when people get married, people are, yeah, why when people get married, like people think that women become property. Like, women are not like property. Like, she's allowed to, if she want to wear fucking makeup, she can wear makeup. And to her point, he didn't know what she looked like when they were in the pod. So she could have had a full fucking face on in the makeup. And
But
that,
I
you know what I
don't
mean?
think that
Like, he
was
wouldn't
his
have known one way or
issue. I
another.
don't think it was because of how she looked with makeup. I think he was saying, like, because you desire to wear makeup and present yourself in that way, it alarms me because I feel like that is fake. That's what I think he was saying. Not because you look like this, you look like that. I don't think it has anything to do with her looks. I think it's the fact that she decides to put a bunch of makeup on to present that way. That's what
And
I
I
think his
just,
issue is.
but I feel like he was telling her, like, you don't wear it, don't wear it. And I just feel like that's a form of control. Like,
I
that's a
don't, he didn't
form
say
of him
don't. She
being
said she was going to,
controlling.
but he was like, okay, if that's what you want to do, he just, I don't like
But
it.
he
I
did,
think it's
right.
fake.
But I still feel like, in a way, that's what he was saying, was like, I don't want you to wear it. And she just was like, well, I'm going to. And he just was like, okay, well, if you do, then I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna make me withdraw. I feel like that was fucking manipulation. Like, you can't blame. So the re so when she wears makeup, that's the reason why you get quiet and don't say anything. Like, boy,
No,
shut the fuck up. Like, you're reaching.
did you call him like, did you say like boy or did you say white boy?
I said like boy.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be
But
like,
white
dang,
boy too.
Monica.
Shit, shut the hell up. What was their name though?
JP, I don't remember her name.
JP, and
I
I don't
forget
know.
like it
What is it?
begins with a
Love is
B.
blind. Bobby.
Blair? Blair? No.
JP, love is blind. Taylor.
Taylor. That's what it, Blair Taylor.
Like,
Yeah.
Blair, oh, I didn't even realize what them people's names were, but I just feel like he was just out of their fucking mind. Like, that whole shit was just awkward.
It
Like,
was very awkward and uncomfortable to watch. Yeah.
and then like the whole time he was just weird though. Like, even when they was at the beach scene, like, he was just silent. He ain't say nothing. She was trying to talk to him, and he just was like, he wasn't really trying to open up, then gonna reveal that he didn't like how much makeup she wore. Boy,
But I did
like,
appreciate, and I feel like something that well, I'm not gonna speak for all women like me. Something that I am trying to lean into more is I appreciate that, you know, it might have took him a while to open up, but when he did open up, like he really opened up and got vulnerable and open. But I don't think she, obviously, it's something that she is sensitive about. I don't feel like she received it well at all that he
I think
was
you're
like
acting
being
real
open.
oppie. I think you're acting real oppie right now.
I'll be if that's the
Because,
case.
no,
Like,
because he was being controlling. He was trying to
I don't think
control
he
her
was trying
makeup
to be
choices.
controlling. Because it's not like he said, don't, like, I don't ever want to see you in it. Like, she had the decision, she had the choice in the matter, and she made her choice. Like,
So if somebody comes to you and
period.
say, hey, I like your hair like that,
I'd be
you
like,
just gonna wear
okay.
your hair like that?
No, that's what I'm saying. She had the choice. She made her choice.
Right, but he was saying, like, if you do that, it's gonna make me be this way.
I don't recall him saying that, but.
I know I ain't make this up. I know I'm right that he said that shit. I
Okay.
know that
I'm not
he,
saying he did.
I
All I'm saying
know.
is I don't remember. But
I know his ass was just like, yeah, I don't. I just feel like he was trying to control her. And I think that's like a bigger issue of what really be going on in relationships, because I've had men who have literally been mad at me because I've gone to fucking a swimming party in a thong bathing suit. Like, nigga, I'm in Miami. Like, what are we talking about? Like, don't fucking try to control anything. Like, what are we talking about? And then I'm on national TV. Why would I be out here looking
and
a
that's the thing where I'm like, sir,
fool?
you don't understand that this is going to be on TV. Like,
Yeah.
she, like,
She wanted to
whatever.
become a meme. Like, man. I just can't. I
But I
can't.
think it's also okay for him to have his preferences, and she can decide, like, okay, well, cool. If that's what you like, I'm not what you like.
Exactly.
Fine. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's okay for him to state his case and say what he want, and then she make the decision either way to move. Should he have said it days ago? Absolutely. But I'm happy that he at least said it, because some don't, and would have went the whole experiment being weird, and they would have had that weird back and forth. She would have been nagging him, and he would have been quiet. And we've seen
Yeah.
that.
JP probably low key is like a Trump lover though.
I just think there are
He don't wear
men
all them goddamn flags and shit.
that don't like certain things. Like, he might not be used to the type of girl that she is. He might be intimidated. And I think that's really what it is. He's probably intimidated by the fact that she wears a lot of makeup and what that means for him.
Yeah, and I think that Taylor really ain't like that man anyway. And that's what makes me think, like, always go back to like how important looks are. I feel like I was on Instagram and I seen somebody talking about something, and they were talking about how, like, you want to be physically attracted to your mate. You know what I mean? You do. And I think for me, like, I've been dating some ugly motherfuckers. I done dated motherfuckers who I thought was fine.
First,
And a
like,
lot
you
of
thought
times,
these men were ugly, like,
yeah, like I'm okay with dating ugly if you're gonna treat me right. Like, if you're gonna treat me okay, like I'm okay if you're a little ugly. Like, that don't really,
but like, you, because
medium
ugly
ugly.
is strong, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah,
I don't know
no,
if
I
I
can
told you,
handle
the
the
only
ugly.
person that I think is, not the only person, but one person that I think is ugly is that little short dude. They'd be like, who, me? I'm just hanging around. Like, he is someone that I'd be like, oh,
I don't know who
bless you.
that is.
He's like, I want to say his name was like, it's not Bushwick Bill, but I don't think Bushwick Bill is,
Oh.
he's not a looker either. That's a fact. But he has like bug eyes. He's short.
Oh, with the, is it from that, the Howard Stern show, the little Beetlejuice looking
Yeah,
character?
Beetlejuice. Exactly.
Oh,
Yeah, him.
yeah. I mean, they say beauty is an eye of the beholder, but some people are just really fucking ugly and it just is what it is. But I seen the meme where they were talking about you have to be physically attractive to your mate. And I know a lot of times people just say like looks don't matter, but looks do matter. Like, for me, I don't like dating men who have bellies, right? Like, because
Good
I know
luck.
like what makes me, and when I say bellies, like you can have a little belly, but if you have that hard pregnancy belly as a man, you know what I mean?
Gucci
I like
Mane.
that, listen, that Baltimore gut, like I can't do that. Like I cannot do it. If it's a little, you know what I mean?
It's the
Little
Baltimore gut,
fat.
because they be having like little waists, and then
Yes.
like,
And then they got these
ooh.
skinny jeans on with these big ass
Ooh.
guts looking like they pregnant. Like it's just not what it is. So I do think that people don't hold and put enough value on like being attractive. And I know like it's different seasons, right? Because people get lonely and you just be like, fuck, this little ugly nigga is better than nothing. Like I will take him. But I do think that people have to be attractive. And even when we're looking at the JP and Taylor situation, like Taylor wasn't attractive to JP. He wasn't like that of attractive.
Like, she didn't think he was attractive.
I don't think so, because she has said during one of the interviews where she was just like, normally, like in real life, he wouldn't be somebody I would talk to.
Oh, yeah. She did say
So
that.
I think she was just trying to, go with the flow
I
and
thought
be
he was
whatever.
cute.
I thought he looks like he has a Confederate flag.
That has nothing to do with whether he's cute or not.
Listen, I'm just saying.
But yeah, I think attraction is important, but I also don't think it can be everything. Like, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, because them looks gonna fade. Like, I'm gonna be with this man for the rest of my life. He not gonna look the way he looked today in 30 years. He gonna look a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
But then in 30 years, y'all be done humping.
no, we not.
Y'all's not gonna be humping in 30 years.
Tuh. I'm gonna
Child.
be in my 60s. You think
No,
people
you're
in their
not.
60s is not gonna be humping?
I do not think
You
people,
are
they
missing.
better not.
You think your mama not out here getting
You
it?
think your mama out here not getting it?
I don't want to think about that.
No, see,
I don't
I
want to
know
think
my mama
about that.
ain't out here getting nothing but the Lord.
But I'm sure she is. She got a
She better let
man,
that,
and
she, my mom don't got no man. She better let that
she
spirit go. She is over there single and sanctified.
Well, as for me, I'm gonna be getting it in my
You better
60s.
not, because I'm calling hospice on
Yeah. Call, shut up. We are not gonna be in our sixties. Please
y'all.
stop.
Y'all, I'm calling the goddamn police on y'all. Y'all better not be fucking humping. I
Yes,
swear to God, I don't want to
we
see nobody having sex at 60. Like, what are y'all
are.
doing? It's a wrap. Sit
60
down.
is not even that
You didn't
old.
wore that thing out. No, that's
and gonna keep
gross.
wearing it out until I'm
Y'all better
down in the
not.
grave. Okay.
Y'all better not. I wish somebody would, but I just,
These
and I
old
know looks ain't
bones.
gonna be cracking. Y'all gonna be creaking together like fucking staircases in a haunted
Yup.
house.
Yup.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think that like, and you know what's so crazy? Also, what I wanted to make a point to is that sometimes people, they meet you one way, and then when they get in a relationship with you, they become insecure about that way, right? So for me, you meet me wearing Hoochie Mama clothes. So now that we in a relationship, why are you insecure about me wearing my Hoochie Mama clothes? Like, that don't mean, why do I gotta cover up now? Like, this is how you met me.
Because
Leave me
yeah,
the
they
fuck
don't want nobody
alone.
else to see it, but that's not how it works with
And
your
that's
boy.
the red flags. That's the red flags. That's the red flags of a narcissist. That's the red flags of a controlling man. That's the red flags of a man with insecurities. And that's the red flag of a man who don't got no fucking, who got mommy issues and daddy issues and people issue and life issues.
Not more
Just
issues
issue.
than essence.
Just more issues in Vogue, all right? Fucking everything. But no, I really feel like, and I feel like that episode with them, that was just really a clear indicator that, yo, that man is, he's controlling.
I
He's
don't think so.
controlling.
I don't
Because
think
if
so.
wearing makeup makes her happy or makes her feel pretty or whatever the case may be, you guys are on national TV. That shouldn't be an issue. I could see if he never, if during that whole production, she never came out with a bare face, but it was multiple times she was on camera with a bare face. So, like, cut the shit. Cut it out. That's just him trying to control. And I'm glad, you know, he didn't let her, because men be really trying to control some shit. And it's like, how do you want to lead me from fucking behind?
I don't think that was the case. Like, I hear often that there are men that don't like makeup and don't like when women wear a lot of makeup. Again, it's not their call, it's the woman's call. But I can understand because some women be looking real different
Hell yeah.
when the
Hell yeah.
makeup come off, and
That's
that's it's a
factual.
catfish.
And I don't want
It's
to talk about nobody, but baby, people who wear makeup so much and they take that makeup off and they look like
Yo,
cancer patients, like it's crazy.
that's why I don't want to wear makeup
It's
often, because that's my
crazy.
biggest fear is like someone, if I wear all the time, people get used to that face and they see me without it and they're like, oh, that's what you look
Yeah.
like. Like,
Yeah, I like to put a little face on when I'm stepping out, but I'm pretty without it too, you know what I mean? So it just works in my favor in both ways, I guess, because I'm just blessed. But you know,
period.
but I do just feel like, I don't know, I feel like men just low key be controlling, and I think that he was trying to control that situation, and these men
But
should
what
not
is
be
there to
controlling anything.
control
He didn't
about?
want her to, because I'm telling you, that man, and I'm gonna go back and, because maybe I'm wrong, but I swear that man was like, yo, if you're going to wear that makeup, is going to make me act like this. I swear that's what he said. And that is a form of manipulation. Like, that is manipulation. And I know that man said that, bastard. And I don't, and that's the part about
Now
it that
she
I
having
don't
all the
like.
smoke for
Like,
this, yeah.
yes, because who are you to tell, like, what if I said, like, oh, I don't like your little chest hair?
That's not even that's not the same thing.
It is the same
So
thing. Like, it's like you
no,
pinpointing what you don't like. I
he
just
was
don't think anything
born
is
with
wrong.
chest hair. She wasn't born with makeup. Makeup
Oh,
is something that she decides to
it don't
dabble in.
matter. It don't matter.
Like,
An eye for an eye. If you don't like something, I got the right to not like something too. And you gotta abide
why are
by
you petty like
it. I'm not
this?
being petty. I just
Yes,
don't
you are.
like
If for
when
you to
people do
say
like
an
passive
eye for an
aggressive shit
eye
like
is
that.
petty,
I just don't
period.
like, I feel like he may have not even really wanted to be with her. And I think that I don't know. I feel like this happens just way too much in a relationship where people, like, they're trying to control people by like simple actions. Like, oh, you know, I've dated somebody, like one of my last ex used to always tell me, like, oh, I like you in as little makeup and as little clothes as possible, right? Cool. He said, oh, I don't like you in, you know, I don't like you in baggy clothes. Okay, cool. But I still did what the fuck I want to do. And thankfully, those one times he didn't say, like, oh, do this or I'm gonna leave you. It was a lot of the times he told me to do something or he was gonna leave me. But like, that is fucking care. Who cares? But with the makeup and like the baggy clothes and shit like that was one time he ain't say he was gonna. He usually he'd be like, you know, put on, don't wear, if you wear baggy clothes again, I'm gonna leave you. That sounds like something he'd say, but he ain't say that
I
time.
was about to say what? Yeah, that's somebody that needs prayer. Like,
Jesus, listen.
because what is your problem? Like, Dante be talking about me because I love a good maxi dress. I love it, especially now, like that I'm trying to get on my fitness journey. I got a little bit belly dress. You free flowing. It ain't all hugging up on you like jeans and leggings can be. He be talking about me because I always put on a dress like somebody grandma. I'm like, yep, I do.
Yeah, well, when he tell you he don't like that dress, make sure you go out and put on them goddamn body cons, okay?
I would not. I'm not gonna be out here looking crazy. I'll incorporate some jeans in my wardrobe.
It's all controlling. I'm telling you, not Dante, but this white man. He was controlling her. Like, you gonna be silent and weird and like, and I don't even got a full face on, and you still gonna be silent and weird. And that's just not a reason to be that way. Like, it's just nothing anybody can say. Like, because somebody alters their face, I don't know. And then it's just like, okay, so then what do you people feel about, people who go out and get all this plastic surgery and all of this shit to them face, to their shit? Like, I feel like it always boils down to like people's insecurities. It's not that you're mad that I wear makeup, it's that you're mad that I look good and then if somebody else is gonna see me, you can take me away from you. That's
That's
what
not
you're
even
mad
what
at.
he said, though.
It is. You
Like,
gotta read between the lines.
see,
Cause
no,
you
reading between the lines is what gets people messed up. Like,
No, you gotta read between the lines. Like, those comments about her makeup were hurtful. That's not cool.
he didn't say anything hurtful.
He didn't say, yes, he did. He said, it felt like you were fake.
Okay,
Like,
yeah, that
you
was
had a caked
hurtful.
up fake eyelashes. I'm honest, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to say that. So sorry that's so hard to hear. Like, what? Huh? And you, like, what? That's what I don't like. So love really wasn't blind in that case,
Love wasn't blind. Well, look,
No.
apparently love. I don't be thinking these people love each other either. Can I say that? Like, I don't think they love
Yeah.
each other. I think they just really like each other a lot.
See, and he did say, he said, just don't wear makeup. And then she said, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And he said, how is it that so bad that I don't want you to wear makeup? He asked, 99% of women would love to hear that. Boy, go to hell. Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like it's controlling and it's just
Wait,
signs,
did
it's
you
red
find
flags.
the transcript from it?
I was looking at some of these articles because he was wrong.
I don't, I mean, I think it's just a preference. The same way that these men be saying, oh, I don't like to date women that want to go out on $200 dates. Okay, cool. Weed yourself out. Move along then. Like,
Yeah, I mean, you definitely gotta find dating is just trash anyway. Like I seen that. Did you seen that text message I had posted in my little close stories? Maybe you missed it. You might have missed it. It was this text message.
oh, about the guy who was trying to sleep with you and he dismissed it.
Yeah, and I literally just met. That's why I keep saying these men are not men. Well, y'all, I literally met this man Sunday. I got off the airport last Sunday. I got off the airport. I had to do some vending machine shit. So I ran to the Dollar General before they closed to get some stuff. I'm coming out. He's going in and he's just like, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, he looks at me. Mind you, I'm looking a mess. And he's just like, oh, wait. Oh, hey. So he comes over and he's like, oh, hey, what's your name? Give me, oh, Monica, shake, whatever. He's like, oh, well, you look nice. And I'm like, I do. I'm like, I just got off a flight. He just was like, oh, where'd you come? Then we're just chatting, whatever. I was in a rush, so I gave him my number. I gave him my real number. I thought I gave him my fake number, but I didn't have time to remember my fake number, so I just gave him a real number, whatever. So like I thought like his approach was decent. You know what I mean? Like he, 'cause usually when men approach, I feel like they be weird or it just be like it'd be weird. Sometimes it can turn you off or make you feel some type of way. But his approach was like comfortable. Like it didn't even seem like random or weird, or it just seemed like, he was just real cool. So we text in and like, I'm noticing he only hit me at night. Like he's hitting me at nighttime. Like during the day, like I'm not texting him, but like when it got night, he was like hitting me. So again, I didn't think nothing of it. I'm just like, maybe he, I don't know, maybe he work all during the day and that's just when he's free. So we're just texting back and forth for like maybe 2 days. Then the third day, he hits me. We're texting. He's like, "Oh well, what are you looking for?" And I just was like, "Well, I'm not necessarily looking for anything because I hate when men ask me what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything. If you're dope and we have this experience, okay, cool. If not, okay,
And
cool. But
why?
I'm
When I tell
not
you what I'm looking for, so you can adjust who you are and
and be
try to
what you want
fit
to be,
that.
right?"
No,
So
thanks.
I'm just like, "Oh, what about you?" Because everything he asks of me, I'm just asking him back, like, "Oh, what about you? What about you?" Basically, like, answer the fucking question yourself. So he's just like, "Oh." I think he said something like he's really focused on his business, getting his business off the ground now. Da, 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 da. Okay, so if you focus on your business, why the fuck are you in my space? Like, go focus on your business. But I left it alone. So then I didn't respond back to one of his text messages after he said, because I told him, I was like, I'm not looking for anything, but I'm not out here trying to waste my time. which is like, I'm not really looking for anything, but I'm intentional about who I allow in my space and access to, and I don't want to waste my time on anybody who is not up to par. I didn't say all that shit. I didn't even elaborate. So he was like, "Oh, well, what do you mean by wasting your time?" I never responded back. So then that's when he hit me with the, so what's up? Like, are you just trying to get to know me? Trying to get to know me? Or you just want to know how big my dick is or something?" And I'm
What?
just like, "Huh?" So I just was like, "LOL, like you're wild." Like I didn't even know what the fuck to say back because I'm just like, "Huh?" Like, "You're wild." So he just was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. You know what the vibes are, some shit. It's the city boy in me. All this going back and forth texting is lame. You trying to fuck or something? Are you trying to get to know me or something?" He said. And then he was just like, "Oh, I know you didn't answer my question, you know, asking if I wanted to know, was trying to get to know him. I just want to know how big his dick is." So I was just like, "Oh no, I'm good. Thanks for the offer." And he's like, "Oh, thanks, because I would have piped you down good too with your big ass." And I was just like, "Ew, like this shit really be working on girls?"
Maybe somewhere.
Like it's, and that's what's so crazy because I absolutely believe like men like that operate because there are women out there who allow them to operate. You know what I mean? And sometimes I don't necessarily know if these should be teachable messages where I should come back and tell these niggas like, "Yo, this is inappropriate. This is da 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 da." My thought process is just always to get away from you. Because I just feel like you're a lunatic. So it's like, I'm not going to be your teacher. Go learn your lesson through somebody else. But then sometimes I'm just like, should I be teaching these niggas how to actually respond? Like, should I have said something back, you know, eloquent or whatever? I literally never responded back after he was just like, "Oh, good. Oh, okay." Because I was going to pipe you down. I literally just blocked them because I just felt like, you know, we did it. We said all we could say. Like, there's no, like, nothing else we could say. And there would be no reason for you to ever hit me back up, basically. But you know how niggas try to, like, come back up later and be like, "Hey," like, so
Because
I was
my
like,
mind gonna change. No,
yeah,
sis.
you know what I mean? So that's why I was just like, let me just go ahead and just take him out of misery and block him. But I just be feeling like it's women out there who allow that, who go for that certain type of shit. And when I find out that type of woman, I want to interview her because I want to know. No, I'm serious, because I want to know like what made you be like, "Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, I want to get to know you." Like, you know what I mean? Nigga, it was literally like 3 days. I couldn't tell you this man's last name. Barely could tell you what the fuck he looked like. I just know he had on some slippers with no socks and a fucking HBCU shirt.
And he was
And he had
outside
like
like
locks. Yeah, he was walking in the Dollar General.
that?
He
Okay,
drove like a big
absolutely
ass
not.
white truck. Like, and he wasn't ugly looking. He's a little fatter than I like him, but he wasn't super ugly. Like, he wasn't ugly,
The fact
super
that he had
ugly.
slippers with no socks is where you lost me so
Yeah, he
very
had like
early
those
on.
Adidas slippers, yeah, and like some sweats or some shit. Like it looked like he just threw some shit on and just ran out the house. But it just be mind-boggling to just think like this approach works. Like I really should have asked that man, like, what is your success rate? What is your success rate? Like, what is your what's it, your rank,
A retention
retaining
rate.
your retention rate? Like, what is it? 'Cause like, I does this works?
I mean, I guess if someone is just trying to like get laid, like if the woman is just trying to like get laid, probably.
I think it's crazy to me because I think the only thing, this is what I think is crazy for people like who we just met. It's been maybe 48 hours of us meeting and you're already talking to me about sex. I get everybody wants to have sex and all of that shit, but like, you don't know my name, you don't know my status. You don't
Yeah.
know, like, you don't know any of this shit, but you're willing to just talk about putting your dick in me. And
Yes,
like, you
it's
don't know,
like.
like, I think that's what scares me the most of like, nigga, at least get my last name, at least get my, you know what I mean? Ask me the last time I had a fucking OBGYN appointment. Like, you don't even care, but you gonna put your dick in me? Like,
Yeah.
nigga, I can't trust your dick. Nigga, your dick is under
Sick.
the sea. All right, it is not curable. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So I just find it mind. It's just interesting to me. I just really want to know like what these niggas' success rate are. Like how many girls like they really be getting off of that shit. Like had he took me out to dinner or not even dinner, took me out, you know, somewhere nice,
Had a
maybe
good
talk.
conversation.
Yeah, maybe talk for a couple days later and then hit me with that. It would have been like, okay, whatever. But nigga, out the gate. And my friend was just like, "Well, I appreciate men like that because it lets me know what I'm getting myself into, right, you know, out the gate." Because you could have had, you know, niggas who you fuck with and then You don't find out they don't want nothing until after you done already, you
Gave
know,
him
gave
some.
up. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I'm just kind of like, God bless that man, because I ain't gonna be able to do it, baby. I ain't gonna be able to do it, but it's just like, and you know what's so funny is he probably is a fucking JP. He probably is a
you
JP.
go.
He probably is a JP. He probably one of them type. He's talking about, you look good. I looked at busted, y'all. I just got off the airport. I had
You look good
like,
to him.
child, that mean that, He obviously didn't. Well, shit, if I look good to him, just imagine if I would have put some makeup on. It would have blew his
He
fucking
might not have
mind.
liked you with makeup on.
Oh man, that mean he want to keep me looking ugly so nobody else will want me.
See, and that's the issue. The fact that you think you look better with makeup on.
No, I look better anyway. And like, it doesn't matter, but I mean, makeup obviously does give you like a little, you know, pep in your step, no?
A little pep in your step.
It does. It gives you a little razzle dazzle. Like, it doesn't, you know, make me look just super different than what I look now, but I definitely looked fucking crazy that day. So I don't know. I just, these men are not well. These men are not well. These men are not well. And I don't know how to help.
Ain't nothing you could do for him.
All I know is that if you want to wear makeup. Like, don't, if you want to, you know, wear whatever you want to wear, whatever you want to wear. It is, and this reminds me of the whole damn Keke Palmer thing. Yeah, with her husband.
Oh, but you a mom.
Right. Like, what is with y'all body shaming? And that's as Makita's playing with her eyelash.
Girl, I found this on the bottom of the mic and I was like, oh, this is trifling,
Oh
girl.
Lord. It's like him shaming her about wearing that little outfit. Like, y'all people, when y'all get in relationships, when y'all do all that, y'all not property. I do believe that there's, you know, consideration, and you know, if there's certain things that you guys can talk about that are realistic, and you know, that you may be able to change or just think of from a different perspective, I agree with that. But somebody just coming and saying, well, I don't like when you do this, and if you do this, and I'm gonna act like this, boy, go to
It's
hell.
I think it's hard though, like what you were speaking about, like in a relationship, like the whole possessive thing. Well, it's hard for me because I feel like that's my man. You know how the whole thing, like, that's my cookie, don't touch my cookie. That's my man, don't touch my man. But in reality, like, yes, he's my man, but I can't control him. Like,
Right.
he's like,
He's his own person with his own
yes.
feelings and all of that shit, his own thoughts. And like, as
Yes.
much as even being in a relationship, as much as you, first of all, I don't even know if people, I will say that I do think that people get dressed for their mates. Like, you know, it's very important to be a fan of whoever you date. You want to look at your partner and be like, ooh, that motherfucker's so fine. You know, you want to have that energy. So it's important to be a fan of it. But I just don't think that it's something that should just be like controlled. Like, are manipulated, are people to use, you know, certain things in relationship as tactics to get somebody to do something that they want to do. Because maybe makeup makes her look feel better. Maybe makes, you know, adds a little razzle dazzle to her face. Why do you want to rob her of that razzle dazzle? Because you don't like it?
He just said he doesn't like it. He's not trying to rob her. He just
You
said it's
see,
not something that
you.
he's into.
And
Like,
so again, to your point, then go find your lid.
yeah.
That's it. Don't try to be like, oh, I'm sorry, or whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, that's just such like a, I don't know. I just feel like that's such a cop. Like, he bitches is mad. They're all mad. But whatever.
Whatever. What the, I wish them both well. I hope they both find love.
Right.
I hope
Somebody
all
who
those people
likes
find
her.
love because I don't think it's gonna work. I don't think any of those relationships is gonna work out.
It's so
So
funny to see, like, how in real life there's like people be like there's piss in the dating pool, and then on like the reality shows it's the same.
like
So the only next option we got is fucking AI, y'all. That's the next option we got. That's the next
and they still
option.
gonna be annoying. Like, dang,
Listen.
that's not. I be cussing at Alexa every single day because I swear she don't be understanding what I'm trying to tell her. So ain't no
Listen.
way.
The next option we got is a fucking build a partner. So that's where we're going. It's just, I don't think it's piss in the pool, though. I did hear somebody real fast before we wrap up. I heard somebody said it's not that it's piss in the pool, it's that nobody wants to get out of the pool. Like I have where somebody, one of them, what is that? Them thought conversations where them men, the men and then women be on that stage,
Oh,
that
tonight let's
podcast.
talk.
Yeah, something like that. Tonight's conversations or some shit like that. And one of the guys has said, one of them has said that they was just like, people don't want to get out and be committed and all of that shit. And I'm just like, look at everything. Like marriage rates are going down. You know, people like have people ain't having babies no more like that. Like our people are having babies, but it's not multiple. It's like fucking one, two max, and that's it. It's like times are really changing, and like people's views on families and love and all of that shit, it's really different.
I think our generation, because I think that like committed relationships require a lot of, they require a lot of like conversation, vulnerability, grit. And I don't think in denial of self and like understanding yourself, I don't think our generation is the best at like wanting to do, bless you, do things outside of themselves, if that makes sense. Like, what am I trying to say? I don't think our generation got a lot of tolerance for other people and patience for other people. And grace, as you say, grace. And I think relationships require a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of grace.
And I think people just nowadays, we have too much access to things. I think a lot of our thought process and things that we do and we say and we think and all of this shit is influenced by things. So I think now that we have a lot of things at our hand, people are able to make decisions, basically. So yeah, the
It right
tides
or
has
wrong,
changed.
yeah, right or wrong,
This
because
is
the
interesting.
grass ain't green on the other side. It's green where you water it, and
And sometimes that bitch still might die, even though you watered
yeah,
it.
like because sometimes your water don't got the right minerals in it.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody. On that note, Monica, in the realm of chicken, sex, and degrees, what do you need?
I need degrees, I feel like. I don't know what I feel like I need to accomplish, but I will say this. Let me say this real fast. My manager has been out for the past 2 weeks, and since I'm on a temporarily like higher assignment, I've been basically like the manager for 2 weeks. And being a manager is not fucking easy. I feel like you spend so much time managing people versus actually doing work. I spend so much time managing people's PTO. Hey, are you going to the office? Oh, you can't go to the office because this reason. Oh, you can't go to the office because oh, you need a day off. Oh, you need this. Oh, you don't like this person's tone. Like late night conversations of like, oh, let me do like presentations. Can you jump on this? Can you present? I must have did like five presentations. I fucking was signing people's PTO slips. Like it's a lot. Like it is a fucking lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I just don't. And I'm like, my manager comes back this week. So I'm very happy because I'm like, okay, good. Like, I get to kind of go back to just doing nothing of what I've been doing. Okay. Like, because I wasn't always like so in the forefront. So I'm like, woo, maybe this week I can get some shit accomplished because when she was out, I had to fucking be on camera in these meetings. Like, it was just a lot. So I just feel like I need some degrees so that I can accomplish something. And I don't necessarily know what it is I need to accomplish because I can barely move these days, but I need to accomplish something. Hopefully this back, gets it together soon.
Not you going through it, friend.
I am. What about you? Chicken sex or degrees?
I'm gonna go for chicken. And this is like soul nourishment. I just want to sit down, take some time to like journal. I feel like I'll be having like lots of thoughts and things in my mind, and I think I need to write it down so it could be off my mind. I've been having like the weirdest dreams all the time. So I just want to get my thoughts out of my mind.
Yeah, that sounds good. It sounds like you want to do some real soul searching, healing type of shit.
That is definitely it. I am on a healing journey, trying to heal my inner child and all of that, all the buzzwords that they use.
Yeah,
So,
that's dope. Good. Keep us
yeah,
posted how that works out.
I will. So on that note, it's
It's
time
time
for
for the last bite for you. Let me have it this time because
got
let me
you. I
tell
know you
y'all.
got some smoke.
No, I don't even got no smoke, but let me tell y'all how fucking happy I am that this Beyonce concert is over. Baby, if I had to see another goddamn
Haters,
Metallic,
haters.
listen, don't do that because you was front row singer and talking about finally you put my love on top.
Sure
So
was.
I'm just happy because like now we don't gotta do any more mute challenges. Now we don't gotta see any more metallic. Like I loved it. I loved what she brought. I loved the energy, but I'm very tired. It was all year. Like literally her fucking show was all year. When did she start? Like March or May or some shit? It was like all
Was
year.
it?
It
Oh,
was really all
May.
year.
May is the, I think
Yeah.
the,
And
yeah.
she did a hell of a job. And I hope that she is somewhere on vacation, kicking her feet up, getting her feet rubbed or some shit. But I am very happy that it's over. Like I'm very happy. Okay. So maybe she'll release Renaissance Act 2 and maybe we'll be back in the same spot next year. Maybe not. But
Maybe. I
congratulations, Beyonce. Everybody,
that
shut the fuck
sounds like
up now.
a false congratulations.
Listen, I'm just happy that it's done. I'm very proud of Beyonce. I think she did a hell of a job. But
She did. And
let's
blue.
wrap it up. Yeah, let's wrap it up now. So very happy that's over with. And that is pretty much all that. That was my only last bite. What was yours? You probably have something more insightful.
I don't even know that I had one. My last bite is it's fall, y'all. Find somebody to cuddle with, even if they're
Oh
ugly.
Lord, Lord. Well, you know, I support that because I think I'm at the point now where I'm ready to find somebody ugly just to cuddle with because I really want to have a movie night. So yeah, okay, that's about it.
All right. Thanks for rolling with us, y'all. I don't know why I put up the peace sign that people can see it. Thanks for rolling with us, y'all. We appreciate it. You can check us out on the internet at Chicken 6 Degrees. No I, no E, and Chicken on Twitter, aka X, on Instagram at Chicken 6 Degrees. Hit up our website, www.chicken6degrees.com. Buy some merch, rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and share it with a friend. I am Akita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
Bye.